From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The U.S. plans to contribute $500,000 toward earthquake relief efforts in China. The White House says this is just an initial contribution. The federal government also has pledged millions of dollars in aid for cyclone victims in Myanmar. Now, people in the U.S. are also making private donations. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us. Nancy, how do donations for these disasters compare with giving in the past?
Well, Alex, it's a little too soon to tell with China because the U.S. has just made that initial donation. Private donations haven't yet trickled into China, but private donations for Myanmar have come in. They're lower so far than they were for the Asian tsunami, say, more than a decade ago. Now, part of the reason for that is because the tsunami occurred around Christmas when Americans were in a giving mood. And now there are reports that the Myanmar military is actually seizing some of the aid that's been donated.
Over half of household giving comes from high-income, high-net-worth households. And they are not immune to recessionary pressures, but they are less affected by it.
Now, that was Patrick Rooney, who's an economist and director of research at the Center on Philanthropy. And he was talking about the estimated half of all Americans who contribute to religious causes. And he says that there are some Americans who are, frankly, wealthier, and they're not feeling as much pressure from the slowing economy. So that's talking about private donations that Americans are making despite our slowing economy.
So this is aid that's been donated, this private. How do we know that it's actually getting to the people who need help? You mentioned these reports of military leaders in Myanmar holding on to aid.
Yes, Alex. We've been hearing that the Myanmar military apparently is actually taking bags of aid that have been donated and stamping them with its stamp. So it looks like the aid is coming from the military. Of course, Myanmar and China are both closed societies, and private aid agencies haven't had a lot of luck getting visas to get into Myanmar. Neither has the UN. But China is typically able to handle natural disasters on its own.
So how about the challenges of distributing the aid in China and Myanmar?
Well, in China, cell phone service is out in some areas. Some roads are actually impassable. Aid agencies are having a lot of trouble getting supplies to Myanmar. I spoke about this with Bettina Lucia. She's with the UN World Food Program, and she says the UN has only sent in about a fifth of the aid that's needed.
Many of the areas hardest hit can only be reached by boat, and we've gotten reports like 90% of the boats in those areas have been destroyed.
Now, Lucia says the UN is using trucks, but they have to use small trucks because some roads were destroyed, and those that weren't can't handle big trucks.
Thank you, Nancy. Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.